Rick and Brian.
Right, I'm Rick.
Rick and Brian and Buck. Rick, Buck is here this morning, too. I had to play and sing and kick out the jams. How you doing, man?
We got a little shaky.
Don't be shaky. This is loose as a goose, as they say in showbiz. Got to explain that when we used to do this on a regular basis every Saturday morning, and before we started changing shifts and doing weird numbers, musical chairs here, Rick and Brian were scheduled to come up the last, well, it would have been, you know, that Saturday, I guess. And bizarre things went down, the shift started to change, stuff like this, so they got aced out. But not this morning, folks.
First you don't succeed.
Yes.
Quit.
And so in response to all the cards and letters that we had, Rick and Brian are here.
Oh,
with Buck.
Yeah. My mother sent one.
Why don't you kick out a jam and find out what's going on?
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to do a little song that we wrote a couple weeks ago. It's called Only for Sue, written for a girl in England.
A sunny day, take me away, show me the world and its charm. The sky is blue, I'll give it to you, and we could fly it arm in arm, hand in hand. Your wish is my command. Says hello, a smiling face for you. I sign my name and send it along. Postal mail, only for Sue. Oh, you're too far away. I know I'd feel as light as a feather in any kind of weather. Oh, only for Sue. A sunny day, take me away, show me the world in its charm. The sky is blue, give it to you, and we could fly it arm in arm, hand in hand. Your wish is my command. Only for Sue.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pretty tune. Nice little tune. How long you've all been playing together?
Well, Brian and I have been together about a year.
Yeah.
And Buck and I have been playing, we're in a high school band.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, the
kicking out the rock and roll jams.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which we didn't get.
Yeah. What was the group? What was the name of the group?
Almost Pork.
Almost Pork?
Yeah.
Well,
solid
there might be a reason why you didn't make much bread.
We got rid of our inhibitions. You scream your guts out, you know, for a while, and then you get into folk music.
Sure.
You know.
It must have been fun, though, man.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, what is happening now? Is Buck going to join you as a trio on a more permanent basis?
What we do is, like, when Brian and I get jobs, which we don't get as often as we'd like, Buck will come along, we'll do a few stills and mash tunes together, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's a kind of a change of pace, right. You know.
Are you all out at Oakland now, or you all out
Wednesday.
There?
We start
back
Wednesday.
But you all go out there, is what I'm saying.
I know.
Are you bucked if you don't?
I'm employed.
Yes. Oh, yes. Far out. Good for you, man. Helping in the economy while these other bums lay out. Is that it? Well, I can take it.
It's a rough world, you know.
A few minor changes.
Yeah, put the capos on, you know.
How about let me know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
What we'll do,
Stu, how does it feel? This is a song we wrote for old people. About being wrinkled and everything.
Okay, done so many times before. His wife is in the kitchen, doing up the dishes, feeling tired and sore.
Share the songwriting scene.
What
one,
happens?
One a lyricist and one.
It's usually all combinations.
Yeah,
Sometimes
there's
Brian.
Of everybody, both songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know, sometimes what has been happening recently is Brian's been taking more of his share. You know, like he's been doing all the songs, and I'll come in and play along. Maybe work out a few harmonies.
But I suppose he's working on a solo act, man.
Yeah, no, I've been worrying about that. You know. It's the kind of thing you worry about sleepless night.
Is there any particular reason why you're playing a 12-string guitar with six strings? Or,
yeah,
the sound
that's what my parents bought me.
Oh, I see.
Got it for graduation, and a 12-string was a kick for a while, and then I decided, well, it's enough of that.
Yeah. Sounds good, man. I mean, it's got good. Yeah.
It's a fairly good sounding guitar. I wanted to get a Martin later on, maybe get some money.
Right.
It's the same old problem.
Sure.
Money.
Sure.
Okay, we'll do one about a fellow named Henry who goes around and makes with old ladies for his money, for their money. It's called Henry.
Am I in the right spot?
No. Okay.
There you go.
3, 4.
Henry's in the parlor, putting on a show for the nice old ladies, but they don't know. He's a funny fellow, but they all like him so. He brings back memories of days so long ago, when they were young and fair, didn't have a care, and they played all the day, and that's the way Henry was. They wined and dined, and Henry had become in possession of quite a reasonable sum. He talked of the old days as if he knew them so, Model T's and country breeze and penny shows. He takes their wrinkled hands and whispers in their ears as their minds go back slowly through the years. When they were young and fair and didn't have a care, and they played all the day, and that's the way Henry was. That's the way
Let's do one together. You want to? Yeah. You want to know?
Yeah. We're gonna do one.
Buck.
Sure enough. Buck, you gonna sing on this one, man?
Yeah.
Okay, let me move the microphones around. You gonna sing too, babe?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody gonna sing.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh,
that's wrong. But in that case, we're just gonna even this one on. Yeah. Set it over here.
Okay.
And that should take care of it. Anyway, is anybody gonna sing lead by any chance?
Yeah, Buck's doing lead.
Oh, Buck's gonna do lead.
Great job. Okay.
You should have.
Right.
I'm very loud. He's very weak.
Okay.
Loud. All right, we could put the mic by the side of the room.
All right. Great.
Okay. This is a Stills and Nash tune. It's called The Wooden Chips.
Well, I can see.
buckets in that once in a while.
Sure enough. Go ahead, boy. We're certainly going to do on a number.
Yeah, let's do one. 30 years. In space.
This is not about old people.
This one's about a retiree.
A retiree.
It's a strange song.
Lyric.
Thank you.
Did you write that song, Brian? Both of you.
I wrote the music. I wrote the words.
This one you did collaborate on. How about the first old folk tune that you wrote? Was that also a collaboration?
Which one was that?
That was all mine.
Yeah, that was all his. What happens sometimes is like, I'll be writing a song, you know, and I'll come up with the whole thing, words, lyrics, and like I'll play it for Brian, and he'll go, well.
Yes, but try it this way.
And then he'll say, well, here's a song I wrote, and like there are parts that aren't good on his and parts that aren't good on mine, and we'll combine the two.
That's far out.
Something will come out with that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But the last time we tried that, it didn't work, so you know, there's new techniques you come up with once in a while.
The bad ones make the good ones seem good.
What's happening in the folk business for y'all? Tell us about your trials and tribulations.
It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard, you know. We had one job this summer at a place in Southfield. Like, I'm not going to tell them the name. They don't deserve the plug because we didn't get paid, you know, a heck of a lot of money for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Buck played along with us in the end.
Mm-hmm.
We played a few high school jobs, you know, weddings. We played one wedding, and that was that. You know, mm-hmm. No more of those.
Yeah, it must be far out.
But it's really hard. I've called a few places, and see, I do the calling, Brian does the driving, and yeah. Buck does the lead singing on the ones we do together.
But it is tough to get gigs, though. So.
Yeah, really hard. This is, you know, it's like any other job, I guess, because people can't get any other jobs either, so this is, you know, no different than the rest.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think it might, you know, pick up for you, since school is open now, is there any possibilities of, you know?
Well, we kind of want to try to hit some college, see if we can get jobs there.
For sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of
like
coffee houses.
Yeah,
and
U of
colleges.
M in Dearborn, for instance, has the
yeah,
the
hinge, yeah. Which I haven't been able to find. I tried to find them, you know. Tried to find their number to call them and couldn't find them.
Yeah.
See, stupid things like that, they get in your way. I don't know, we'll keep trying.
For sure, yeah, for sure. Do another tune.
Let's do one together again.
What?
Let's do one together. This is
I'm not gonna sing this one, no.
No, I'm gonna do the lead on this. This is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tune.
Lucky Man.
Lucky Man.
Mm-hmm.
thousand ladies by the score. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A gold covered mattress, door, white lace and feathers made up his bed. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man.
Sure is. Well, I got a half-hour break here to make, and then we'll get back to Rick and Brian and Buck. It's really a hip thing to do, and it's too bad that Rick doesn't have the brains to do it. But that's what you people are for. Well, thank you very much. I'll give the information over to him. Yeah. Well, that was fine, and that was really nice. That's Gail called and said that she called a hinge for you. Actually, she didn't call a hinge. She called the student events building, got the number of the hinge, and the dude to call at the hinge. So there'll be no more excuses, man. So now you know he's got it.
Rats.
Yeah, right.
This is another original. There's the rust.
It's been so long since I had those dreams I used to have. I suffered for that. Thank you. I seem to have forgotten all the things I used to know. I never thought that I reached that point of life. Yesterday brought happy times, and it brought sad. But now they're gone since I reached that point of life. If you feel it's taken a lifetime to get to where you are, then you've recognized the call to the next point of life. Yesterday brought happy times, and it brought sad. But now they're gone since I've reached that point of life.
Guys really think about your lyric. I'm not being facetious, but really good lyrics.
Thank you.
Great guys. What do y'all study in school? Are you majoring in anything yet?
I was economics, but I switched to music.
How far out?
How about you? I was undecided. I switched to music.
And you're still undecided, right?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I went to a conservatory in Boston, school of music there. It's pretty far out. Pretty far out. I hope you all get a, you know, have a good time. That's the thing, man.
Yeah, we're already a little bit behind. Strike business.
Have a good time. That's right. Y'all were involved in that strike. Did you have to? You had to move out, back out of the dormitory, didn't you?
Yeah, we moved out and moved back. We moved back in Monday, and you know, it's a lot of hassle.
Sure, it's a big drag. Do you know if you know there was a group of people that were laid a lawsuit on the school to get it back open? Hmm. And there's another group of people, I understand, that sued a school for kicking the people out of the dormitories and not giving them a place to live. You know,
I haven't heard about.
But classes will start, say, Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. So we've already got a class. We got to change. I found out I was taking the wrong one. So we've got to go through all that.
That's right. Yeah.
So we'll just keep playing on the street. That's all we can do.
It's a nice campus out there, though.
Yeah.
You can really lay out and sing some songs in the woods. That's really nice. Yeah.
Sing some songs in the studio. It's too early in the morning. Why don't you tell them about it?
Well, all right. That's what I usually do. This is probably the wrong place to do it, but anyway, on one of the AM stations recently, they had a talent contest.
Oh.
And we decided, well, that would be great. You know, we taped this song that we wrote, send it in, and they called us up, and they go, gosh, we really like your song, coming down and record it in the studio here. And we said, oh, great. Going and recorded it, and they played it on the radio. They, you know, they had the top 10 of the finalists, you know, and they ran through all that. And we didn't win the thing. Like, top prize was $1,000, and, you know, all the women you wanted, you know, the whole shot.
The regular showbiz.
Yeah. So it was a good experience, you know. We didn't get anything out of it except that.
Well, that's not all, man.
So this is the song.
You say you're top 10 in Detroit is pretty far, huh?
Well, what can you do? This is called Early in the Morning. Thank you.
down. The children in the faces with smiles all around makes me want to sit right down and write a poem or two. Do you think that loving them is the same as loving you? Now your hair hangs down and sweeps across my face. I think of all the other ones with clothes of finest lace. They all float across like clouds upon my mind. I think it's time to stop the search. There's nothing more to find. I love every one of them, because I love my own self. Though kings have all the money, I have all the wealth. Now the sun is gone and the day has passed. Darkness sets upon the streets, it happens much too fast. Helplessly we watch and foolishly we laugh as all our hopes and dreams turn brown as winter's grass. I love every one of them as I love my own self. Though kings have all the money, sit right down and write a poem or two. Do you think that loving them is the same as loving you?
Closet. That's really nice. I must say that that your voices complement each other. You know what I mean? It really does sound good. It sounds more like, you know, when you do harmony, it sounds more like overdubbing than
really?
Anything else. Yeah, it really does, because similar qualities in the voice. It's really nice.
It's strange, because I listened to a recording of us the other day that we made on our own machine, mm-hmm. and I was thinking that the voices didn't match as good as I wanted. Well, it's not big. Of course, you can't really tell, you know, when you when it's you doing it.
Yeah, plus the fact, I think, that if you have two microphones, if you have a real mix board, and you know, can you know, really bring it out good. It sounds fine.
It's a relief, isn't it? Let's do left.
All right. I don't know if I remember.
Yeah. This is the first song that we ever wrote together. This is way back last fall sometime.
Rick and Brian with an oldie but a goodie.
Today I decided that I would not stay. Tonight is the last time I'll be here. Get up early and leave by the sun, and leave the things that are dear to me. The day is over, my friends have gone home. I'll grab my jeans and my guitar, setting out on that long, lonely road. Can a young man make it far on his own? Playing on three corners for a quarter friends and a $5 bill. I have enough for a while. And even though I'm alone, I know somehow I've got to smile through it all.
Singing those old songs while
you're
singing the
new
ones? Or?
Yeah, some of them.
Kind of lose interest in them after a while.
I lose interest in them.
Sometimes, like the old ones that are really good will do again,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes you go way, way back, you know, to the time like he first came over to my house with a guitar and a bag of cashews, you know?
Yeah, right.
And he said, "Hey, Rick, you know, I got some songs in it." So we do those for fun, you know? But that's about it.
But not to make money, right?
We don't make money with the new ones either. So, what do you
do? We got time for about one more tune.
We're going to close with the one we close usually with.
Sure.
Our song for babies.
Expressly a baby named Jonathan and one named Todd. Who's Todd's birthday was yesterday, by the way. It's my nephew. Called a hush by.
Buck and Brian and Rick, thank you so much for coming by this morning. I really enjoyed it. And once again, sorry for the hassle before. Glad we were able to take care of business. A little live music this morning here on WABX. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning and have some other people down. There's a fiddle player and a Swiss dulcimer. Yeah, who they were out at the International Fiddle Festival in Galax, Virginia a few weeks ago, and I'm sure they have some far-out stories to tell. And hopefully you get a hold of Fred Bowie, who plays ukulele. Are you hip to Fred? Do you know Fred at all? Plays ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah, it's a thing that you strum with your left hand and bow with your right. It's really far out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'll be tomorrow morning on WABX. Frankly, there's nothing like live music, and especially if they're from your hometown. Once again, Rick and Brian and Buck, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.